Coach, another nice win for Scott City, and this is a team, you know, no wins coming in at Colby coming in, and you know they're going to be itching and very hungry to get in for first win of the year. And Scott, you guys did a very good job of just taking that out of the equation early on.
Yeah, I mean, coming into the game, that's probably what we were, you know, talking to the guys about, you know, jump on them early, kind of take their heart away and you know, go out and have some fun. But, you know, it you know, really set the tempo. We came up, got after them in a little three-quarter court trap, I guess. We're able to get the speed of the game, you know, up to where we wanted it, and we're able to kind of take off.
Yeah, you mentioned the tempo, and I know you guys wanted to speed it up, and you definitely did that, and you forced Colby into some early turnovers quite a bit, seven turnovers, and you guys really did a good job of taking care of the ball. I think you only had around four or five tonight, and a couple of those early on were unforced errors.
Yeah, we had a couple of turnovers that were a little strange, you know, a couple of backcourt calls, one starting the game off. I think there was a little bit of confusion, but yeah, took care of the ball, you know, really well, you know, for, you know, considering the speed that we were playing at for most of the game, you know, only have four or five turnovers is, you know, kind of a testament to the guys. You know, they've put in the time with the ball handling, and you know, our senior guys are doing a great job, you know, as leaders out there for the younger guys.
Once again, it's assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here in the postgame. Scott City winning at 83-27. And a nice spark plug, Dylan Hutchins, has been off the bench these last two games. He started off with 8 first quarter points, ended up with 9 in the game, but he's been that kind of nice pulling off the bench, and he feels really comfortable, it seems like, in the role in the last two games.
Yeah, you know, Dylan's always going to be that kid that, you know, can come in and he can give you a bunch. You know, he can come in and definitely get hot and knock down some threes. You know, with Brett coming back, it's kind of solidified that lineup, and our rotations are a little bit easier. It allows some of those guys, it kind of takes the pressure off of some of them. They're able to kind of do their role, and they don't have to go play out, you know, out of what they do. You know, Dylan's a great spot-up shooter. Having Brett in the lineup allows him to kind of be that guy again. So, you know, he's done a great job coming off the bench for us, and, you know, hopefully it'll continue on.
And Scott said he had 4 players in double figures, almost had 5. He had Brett Meyer. He led the way tonight with 17. Trey O'Neill, tough start shooting early on. Tough night from the foul line, but he ended up with 15 points. But, you know, a lot of those the stats that aren't going to be in the scoring book in the end there, a lot of assists, a lot of unselfish play moving the ball.
Oh, yeah. You know, since we've come back from Christmas break, he's done just a fantastic job of, you know, getting everybody else involved. And, you know, that's what's going to have to happen. He's a tremendous ball handler. He's got great, great vision on the floor. And, you know, we kind of talk to the guys, you know, the ball will find energy, you know, so keep moving, keep flashing to the basket. He's going to find you. And everybody else is kind of fed off that too. You know, I think we're doing a fantastic job moving the ball. It keeps the floor balanced for us, and it keeps everybody as a threat, which for other teams is kind of a hard thing to stop.
Well, you have to look ahead now. Tuesday night, Scott said he did a great job not overlooking Colby tonight, not looking overhead to Holcomb, who's undefeated coming in. And we presume they'll be undefeated. Right now, they're up only by 2 at the break over Ulysses, 28-26 down Ulysses. But, you know, when it's Holcomb and Sky City, you know there's going to be a lot of energy in the building come Tuesday night.
Yeah, it doesn't. You can throw the records out the window when that game, you know, starts up. So, yeah, our guys will come in Monday, get a good workout in, and get geared up, ready to go. You know, it's always a good time to go play Holcomb. You know, if you can't get up for that game, you're probably not going to get up for too much in your life. But, yeah, they're excited, and right now I think they're playing with a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, so is Holcomb. You know, they're going to come in, and they're going to be ready for us. But it'll be two great basketball teams going at it, and, you know, it'll be a good measuring stick and a good way to kind of see where we really need to look at and where we need to improve on.
All right, a big win here tonight, 83-27, second high of points for Scott City, 80-point plateau, and holding Colby to 27 points. They're tying a season low of points for them. And assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Coach, thanks for joining me here, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.